Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9, Venkatabhatta is replying to the Lord. When the Lord has told him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has challenged him, showing that Sri Radha is in the highest position, higher than Lakshmi Devi. So the Lord replied to Venkatabhatta, his saying that Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, Lord Krishna has a special characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. Sarva chitta kore akarshana. Sva madhurye sarva chitta kore akarshana. Vraja lokera bhave paye tan haracharan tandare iswarakare nahi jan vrajajan. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Brajalok or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, in that planet, the inhabitants do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There, someone may accept him as a son, and someone may sometimes bind him to a grinding mortar. Someone else may accept him as an intimate friend, and, attaining victory over him, playfully mount his shoulders. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Brajabhumi, and they consider that they can have no relationship with the Lord in the rasa of opulence. Vraja lokera bhave jay koreye bhajana se jana paya vraje vrajendra nandana. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi attains him in the transcendental planet of Brajaloka, where he is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi or Goloka Vrindavan know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda. They do not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead as people in general do. The Lord is the supreme maintainer of everyone and the chief personality among all personalities. In Brajabhumi, Krishna is certainly the central point of love, but no one knows him there as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, a person may know him as a friend, son, lover, or master. In any case, the center is Krishna. The inhabitants of Brajabhumi are related to the Lord in servitude, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love. A person engaged in devotional service may accept any one of these transcendental relationships, which are known as mellows. When such a person reaches the perfectional stage, he returns home back to Krishna in his pure spiritual identity. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutta janainam chatmabhutanam yata bhaktimatam viha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yasoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. That is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.21. And as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, it is also quoted in Madhyalila, chapter 8, that's conversation with Mahaprabhu with Ramananda Rai, 2.27. Continuing, the authorities in the Vedic literature, who are known as the Shrutiganas, worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The authorities in the Vedic literature, who are known as the Shrutiganas, desired to enter into Lord Krishna's rasa dance. Therefore, they began to worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis. In the beginning, however, they were unsuccessful. when they could not enter into the dance simply by thinking of Krishna and the ecstasy of the gopis. They actually accepted bodies like those of the gopis. They even took birth in Brajabhumi just like the gopis and consequently became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. In this way, they were allowed to enter into the Rasalila dance of the Lord. Continuing, the personified authorities on the Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Brajabhumi. In those bodies, they were allowed to enter into the Lord's Rasalila dance. Lord Krishna belongs to the cowherd community, and the gopis are the dearmost lovers of Krishna. Though the wives of the denizens of the heavenly planets are most opulent within the material world, neither they nor any other woman in the material universe can acquire Krishna's association. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, wanted to enjoy Krishna and at the same time retain her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi. However, she did not follow in the footsteps of the gopis in her worship of Krishna. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan because no one can enter into the Rasalila dance in any body other than that of a gopi. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse confirms a verse of the Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Yanti deva vrta devan pitrin yanti pitrin vrta. Bhutane yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino apimam. Lord Krishna said, those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. In the material world, every conditioned soul changes its material body again and again. But when the spirit soul is purified of all material coverings, there is no longer a chance of his accepting a material body. Such a soul then remains in his original spiritual identity, a state that is possible to achieve only by understanding Krishna in truth through the practice of Krishna consciousness. As Krishna states in the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame divyam, evam yo vetti takvata, takvadeham punar janma, naiti mameti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Only when one regains his original spiritual body can he enter into the spiritual kingdom. As far as the Rasalila pastimes of the Lord are concerned, it is futile for one who is within the material world to attempt to imitate the Lord's dances. One has to attain a spiritual body like that of a gopi to enter into the pastimes of the Rasalila. In the Nayam Sukhapo verse, the devotees are referred to as bhaktimat, that is, fully engaged in devotional service and devoid of material contamination. One cannot enter to Krishna's Rasalila dance simply by artificially imitating it or artificially think oneself a sakhi and dressing up like one. Krishna's Rasalila dance is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with material contamination. Therefore, no one can enter into this pastime by artificial material means. That is the instruction of the Nayam Sukhapo verse, and it must be strictly understood. Continuing. Before this explanation was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkatabhata thought that Sri Narayan was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thinking in this way, Venkatabhata believed that worship of Narayan was the supreme form of worship, superior to all other processes of devotional service, for it was followed by the Sri Vaishnava disciples of Ramanujacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had understood this misconception of Venkatabhata's, and to correct it, the Lord talked so much in a joking way. The Lord then continued, my dear Venkatabhata, please do not continue doubting. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the conclusion of the Vedic literatures. Lord Narayan, the opulent form of Krishna, attracts the minds of the goddess of fortune and her followers. Ete Changsa Kalapongsan Krishnas tu Bhagavan Sayam Indradi Vyakulam Lokam Mridayante Yuge Yuge. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In every age, he protects the world through his different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. That verse is from his Bhagavatam 1.3.28. Continuing. Because Krishna has four extraordinary qualities not possessed by Lord Narayan, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always desires his company. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Narayan has 60 extraordinary qualities. Over and above these, Krishna has four extraordinary transcendental qualities absent in Lord Narayan. These four qualities are, one, his wonderful pastimes, which are compared to an ocean. Two, his association in the circle of the supreme devotees in conjugal love, the gopis. Three, his playing on the flute, whose vibration attracts the three worlds. And four, his extraordinary beauty, which surpasses the beauty of the three worlds. Lord Krishna's beauty is unequaled and unsurpassed. So we shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.